Hare Krishna. Be spiritually curious and become spiritually serious. Curiosity is natural to all of us. When we see something new, we see someone new, often we want to know about it. So the Bhagavad Gita appreciates such spiritual, such curiosity. It says that the curious are one of the four kinds of people who come to God. In 7.16 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that Chaturvidha bhajante mam janah sukrutino arjuna arto jigyasur arthaarthi jnani cha bharatarshabha. So it says the four categories of people, Chaturvidha bhajante mam, four categories of people start worshipping me, bhajante mam. Janah sukrutano arjuna, all of them are pious. Arto jigyasur arthaarthi, arto is those who are distressed. Jigyasu is those who are inquisitive. Arthaarthi is those who need money. And jnani cha bharatarshabha, and those who are seeking knowledge. So it's interesting that here Krishna differentiates between jigyasu and jnani, the curious and the knowledgeable. So what is the difference? No, curiosity can often be just superficial. It can just be about external, cultural or peripheral. Oh, what do you do? What do you chant? What do you read? Why do you dress like this? Why do you eat like this? So, if the curiosity stays superficial and peripheral, then once that the curiosity gets satisfied, and then people don't persevere further. That's why the Vedanta Sutra also uses the word jagyasa as used here, but then it uses the word, in its first aphorism, it uses the word athato brahma jigyasa. So we need to be curious about Brahma. Brahma is the spiritual reality. When we become spiritually curious, then the result of that spiritual curiosity is that it is enduring. Because spiritual substance is something which is an eternal discovery. Spiritual realization is ever relishable. So when we become spiritually curious, then the knowledge that we get, the realization that we get of Krishna's greatness, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's glory, Krishna's beauty, that is unendingly relishable. So now, initially, we may have some spiritual curiosity, curiosity by which we come to Krishna. When we direct that to spiritual curiosity, that means, what is the purpose? What is the substance of all this? And we understand Krishna by that. As the Lord of our hearts, as the ultimate goal of our lives, as the Bhagavad Gita says, Vasudeva Sarvamiti in 7.19, that Vasudeva is everything. He is the person I am searching for. He is the person I should love. It is by loving him that I will become happy. So, when we understand this, then we become spiritually serious. Because we understand that everything else is temporary. Nothing can satisfy me. That everything else is just something which will come and which will go. But Krishna is eternal. I am eternal. Our relationship is eternal. So then we will become spiritually serious. Focusing our heart and our energies on realizing our spiritual identity and on relishing our eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. Now this connection between being spiritually curious and being spiritually serious applies not just in the initial stages of spiritual life, but it applies throughout our spiritual life. Sometimes, after we start practicing spiritual life, after we practice spiritual life for some time, we may become again lackadaisical, bored. But if we stay spiritually curious, wanting to experience and relish Krishna, not just looking for some new externals, just some new things to do, but rather going deep into things, trying to experience Krishna through the activities of bhakti, then that spiritual curiosity means the desire, the eagerness to experience Krishna, not just the eagerness to learn some facts, some information, to do some new actions, but to actually experience Krishna. Then that experience of Krishna will enliven us, will energize us, and will keep us spiritually serious. And in that way, we will march onwards towards Krishna, where we will relish life eternal with Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.